This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Not too long ago, I had a very interesting experience. I was in Tampa, and I was involved, or just outside of Tampa, I was involved in some training that was going on for some clergy who joined in, and as well others that were on Zoom. And while there, some things changed over the next day, and I realized that I needed to leave the next day early in the morning from the hotel, and I didn't find out till halfway through. So during lunchtime, we went to the hotel, and fortunately, I had everything packed anyways, just in case. And so I got everything in my luggage, and I went out, and I finished the second day of the training that was going on. And then I was about to leave, and then I realized, because I had come from someplace up north to Tampa, I had forgotten my winter jacket. I don't use it very often, but nevertheless, I forgot it. And that's pretty unusual for me to forget something. I'm usually pretty much aware of these things, and I didn't understand, why did I forget my jacket? And so it wasn't a real big deal, but I was still contemplating, why was it? And so I got someone to drive me back to the hotel and picked up my jacket as we were waiting. I said, I've come to pick up my jacket. I think I forgot it. I'm sure I forgot it, and so on. And while I'm waiting for somebody from housekeeping to bring me my jacket, the woman that I saw that entered my room when I was leaving to clean, part of housekeeping when I left earlier, I saw her, and so I just started talking to her about the jacket, and wouldn't you know, here we are, we're in front of the reception, and then she looks right at me and she says, can you pray for me? And I said, sure, I'm happy to pray for you. She was from Egypt, and she said that her son was sick, and she was very concerned about her son and whether he was going to survive or not. Apparently, he was deathly sick. And so I said, I'm happy to pray for you. So I laid my hands on her and prayed for her. Now, you need to remember, I'm in the front of the reception with people going through, in and out, and laid hands and prayed for her. And then when I finished, I looked right at her and I said, you're the reason why I needed to come back to the hotel. I thought it was my jacket. But God had planned something else. And in some ways, for me, that was what I call, you know, a Christ-like moment, or maybe what I would call epiphany moment, where God reveals himself, his intentions, and he manifests himself in such a clear way in my life that I see that it's only God. And which brings me to the point of today's gospel reading and why there was the procession as there was with the Holy Family and the three magi that came, and the reading of that is because historically for the church, we call this Epiphany. We call this about the time where God reveals himself, and right at the very beginning, even before Jesus begins his ministry at a very early age, probably before the age of two, that the Magi come to visit Jesus. And so Epiphany reveals to us the reason that it's important is because it's the manifestation of God. The fact that God is revealing himself to others. And in this case, he reveals himself to the Gentiles. to the Magi. Now, for many of us, it might not be a big thing. The Gentiles, you know, who are the Gentiles? Well, they're the non-Jews. But most of the Christians that we have today are Gentiles, according to the Jewish faith. But Jesus, we see that God somehow working in such a way that he brings a fold, even when Jesus was only two years old or less, that there's something bigger here that's happening. And it's not only for the Israelites, but it's for the Gentiles as well. And so this whole idea, this whole question that begins to play out here, what is the question that we see here where he says earlier in verse 2, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? King of the Jews. Where is this child that has been born king of the Jews? And at the end, toward the end of the gospel, what is written on the plaque above Jesus' head? The King of the Jews. But he's not only the King of the Jews, but he's the King of the Gentiles. So that great commission where he says to go out into all the world and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So Epiphany is quite important because that's the time that we participate in the mission. That's the time where we're reminded that God reveals himself to us, to each and every one of us. And that we have this responsibility to live out this mission to the ends of the earth. So that's one point of the Epiphany. The second point of the Epiphany is there's a sense of searching that goes on. The Magi were searching for this person, for this king whom they wanted to give homage to. Isn't it interesting that God uses the Magi in their own culture to reveal himself to them through a star? And so they're out seeking after this star, and that God has something wonderful at the end, his son. The searching in our lives. How ironic that God uses the most unlikely people in terms of people from another faith to reveal truth to those of faith. That's happened more than once in the Bible. Now that's quite interesting, the searching of that. And they come with great gifts. They come with great gifts. They come with gold, we're told. They come with frankincense, and they come with myrrh. The gold, something for royalty. For he is a king. And that is wonderful. So we serve a king. I find it interesting that they opened up their treasures. So that which was valuable to them, they gave to Jesus. All this seeking, this searching in Epiphany is a reminder for us that when we're out on mission, we're always constantly giving of what is value to us, to God. And the frankincense is the sign, as some of you know, that frankincense was always used for incense, and I'm sure that it probably on Christmas and Easter, the incense come out here. They might come out more often. But frankincense is this incense. It was expensive incense at that time that was used. And it was symbolic of the chief priest. It was symbolic of holiness. It was used for the sacrifices. And so we have the great priest, not only the king, but the great priest as well. And then myrrh, which is quite, myrrh was used for oil. Matter of fact, for the chrism that we have that's used for all baptisms that take place, there's myrrh in there. It's a sign of anointing. So we have the royalty, the king, we have the priestly, the holy, and then we have this anointing as a prophet. And so we search after him in our lives. But it doesn't end there. When we search and find, we have a responsibility to share. And so today, if you were able to read and so on, today a little bit of integration right now. The sermon has not finished. It's finished with me, but it hasn't finished with you all. And this is the opportunity where you can share a Christ-like moment. Now, unfortunately, we won't have time for everyone. But if you're able to stand and share 1 or 2 minutes of a Christ-like moment, epiphany moment for you, I would encourage you to do that now. I don't know how often that happens, but I shared one right at the beginning. You can stand then and share one with us. You might have to speak, you know, right from there. Yep. Thank you for sharing that epiphany moment. Amen. Amen. Someone else have another one? Yes. Thank you for sharing that epiphany moment. Do we have another? I'm sure you have many. Some of you might be like me, who's an introvert and don't want to share it. Or maybe some of you aren't used to that. But I think this is a great opportunity to share your epiphany moments with others. Because it's really about what God's doing in your life. There were two that came in that I thought I would share with you from the parish here. And I don't think the people would mind that I share them with you. But one is from Pearl. And she said, as an introvert during COVID in a 55-plus community, I moved into just months before the pandemic hit. Interactions with my neighbors is minimal. As a board member of the Homeowners Association, I had a pre-pandemic project to clean up and make usable the storage room, which was locked up pile of trash, about which many residents were unaware. The project peaked in early December. I found a pile of Christmas lights and decorations for the building, as only God could have made happen. I met neighbors, instigated the hanging of the lights and decorations, during which I was amazed. Me, an introvert in a mask, playing carols loudly on my wireless speaker, is joyfully hanging decorations like a cheerleader with my neighbors. This is God. Afterwards, two widowers in their 80s who had lived here for decades both essentially told me, "My wife loved decorating for Christmas. I used to do it. But I'm not strong enough anymore. Christ acted through me." Hallelujah. Epiphany moment for Pearl. And we thank the Lord for that. Yeah. Someone else wrote and said it was a poem that the person came across, or part of a poem, or maybe it was a writing, and said, it was Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. And she said, do I contradict myself? Very well then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. And then she said, epiphany. We are human and not perfect. We will let each other down. These words help me to accept myself and to accept others. Another epiphany moment. Thank the Lord for that. Yeah. So epiphany is about our relationship with God. It's about God moving in our lives. And so I just want to encourage you this week, as we begin Epiphany, that you start setting some time, if you're not already doing it, and maybe just a few minutes at the end of the day. And as you pray, just, Lord, where is the epiphany moment today? Where have you revealed yourself to me? And to thank him for that. It won't take you very long, but it's a good day, a good time to reflect the Lord's presence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.